Fellas?
Doing great, Al. How you doing today?
I'm blessed. I can't complain. What about you, Ty?
I'm doing just as well as always, Al.
Good, good. Well, you guys ready to dig into this one?
Definitely.
Alex, you ready?
More than ready. Let's do it.
All right, here we go. Well, you know, the reason, again, why we're bringing this up is because as I had a rant at the beginning of today's show talking about Derek Jeter and what he has meant to the game of baseball and sports in general. He is certainly a beloved athlete, one who, you know, from the Nike commercial, you guys have seen the Jordan commercial, right? The Jordan commercial to the Gatorade commercial, which has become, you know, one of my favorite commercials of all time. But there are many out there who are feeling as though maybe this praise is a little too much, stemming from, you know, a huge, huge rant that a 6-minute rant, actually, that Keith Olbermann of ESPN actually had on his show yesterday. He brought out a lot of stats that were very alarming to many who didn't know that Derek Jeter has never been named an MVP. You know, there's many who call him Mr. November, but sometimes his numbers don't rack up to those who many don't even consider to be clutch. I mean, he just went on this rant to remind people that, okay, Derek Jeter isn't the greatest baseball player to ever play. Does he deserve all this attention? I'll reserve my thoughts, and I first of all, I want to get your thoughts. Do you think, guys, that this is a little too much? Tyler?
Well, I think anytime you're talking about the swan song of an athlete or giving an athlete too much attention is you got to be careful that it doesn't take away from the team, especially in, you know, baseball, which is a team sport. I mean, Derek Jeter, you can say what you want about his numbers. ESPN, Jason Stark, senior writer there, has a terrific piece on 10 astounding numbers on Derek Jeter. And you know me, I'm a numbers guy. I love to try and quantify things. And Derek Jeter's just been a Yankee for so long. When you think of Derek Jeter, you think of Yankee.
Right.
New York Yankees.
You
I
do.
Mean, out of all these numbers, I can throw one at you. The number one. And that's in his 20 seasons with the New York Yankees, how many games he has played in where the New York Yankees have been mathematically eliminated from the postseason. Which means every other game he has been in his entire career, they have had a chance at the postseason or been in the postseason.
Mm-hmm. Right. That's pretty alarming. So when you look at the praise that he's getting, I mean, gifts on the road and the commercials and the shoes and the memorabilia and the packed houses everywhere he goes, and even the All-Star game, I mean, with that elongated celebration of Derek Jeter, is it too much for you, Tyler?
I think at times it gets to be a little too much. Like I said, when you make him more than the game of baseball or more than the New York Yankees.
Do you think they've done that?
At times they have. I think they have gone a little overboard, but I don't have a problem with giving Derek Jeter his due.
Jack, what do you think, man?
Well, I think that Derek Jeter has done a lot of great things since he's been in the majors, but the one thing that really gets to me is when people try to call him the greatest Yankee of all time. It's not true, first off. It's not even close to true. You know, you've got guys like Babe Ruth, who pitched the first few years of his career, still had over 2,500 hits, had 714 career home runs, a career 342 batting average. I believe he was 5-0 career as a pitcher with the Yankees, too. And then you've got guys like Mickey Mantle, drives in a 565-foot home run, which is the longest record to date,
right?
Not including the ones that they couldn't measure because he hit them so far. You know, he finishes with a 298 career average and 536 home runs. He also led the league in home runs, I think, four times.
Right.
And finally, I'd like to talk about, you know, Lou Gehrig, who gave the greatest speech of all time about being the luckiest man on the face of the earth. 493 career home runs. I believe he was a 340 career hitter. And, you know, these guys, none of them got to 3,000 hits, which is the one knock. You know, Derek Jeter, he has over 3,400 career hits, which is just remarkable. But you can make an argument for all three of those guys I named that they would have gotten there if Babe Ruth wouldn't have been a pitcher his whole career, you know, the first part of his career, if Lou Gehrig wouldn't have gotten sick, and if Mickey Mantle could stay healthy, they'd probably all be there, and then, you know, maybe they wouldn't be talking about Derek Jeter as the greatest of all time.
So do you think, you know, putting those things in perspective for you, Jack, it seems as though you're saying that Derek Jeter's legacy and is kind of tied to his longevity, if you will, and is the reason why he celebrated so much, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, like I said, he did a lot of great things. He's had a significant impact on the game, and he played the game the right way during a time where a lot of guys were cheating. But
is it too much for you?
Yeah, I think it's. Yeah,
it is
pretty much.
Alex, what about you, my man?
Just quickly, don't want to get too much into detail about stats, but is it too much? I think that if it's every single team's game, so every park he travels to that he's taking, he's waving to the crowd, he's getting a bow. I think that if it's every single team in the MLB, I think that might be a little bit too far. I mean, not every team has had the same interactions with Derek Jeter than the others. Right, some of them don't even play Derek Jeter.
I don't think it's been every team, has it?
It's been almost every team. And if you look at most, I mean, every single game, there's always a stance. He waves to the crowd. They give him an applause. It's like a grandiose thing. Every team he plays.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think it's a little bit too far when it's every single team. And just the fact that people know that there will be a segment dedicated to Derek in that game.
Oh. Well, I have to disagree with all three of you on this one. I think that, first off, for me, I'm kind of biased simply because I'm a Derek Jeter guy. I think, you know, when you talk about especially athletes today, I want to put this in perspective because I feel as though athletes today, with all of the off-the-field ruckus and all of the off-the-court ruckus that goes on, even those who are praised so much on the court, I mean, just can't seem to get it right off the court. Derek Jeter is one of the very few athletes, one of the very few prime example athletes that you can look at who are not one only great at their sport, but also who carried their off the field persona in a way that was unlike, it's something that's rare in today's game. Seeing as though we live in social media world where every athlete's life is put out there. Derek Jeter epitomizes class. And it's something, and I made a rant at the beginning of the show talking about just how athletes today are looked at as role models and how some feel as though they shouldn't be looked at as role models. If you're a kid growing up and enjoying the game of baseball and looking for that role model to look up to, Derek Jeter is the guy you look up to. And I think that's why his legacy is so embodied so much and why he's so celebrated. Because they look at this guy as a clean-cut, no-blemish, off-the-field type of guy. And that also aids in this argument. Now, you know, looking at the business side of this, the reason another reason why I'm not so, you know, I'm not so quarreled by it is because the Yankees know that they can make a lot of money off of this whole thing. They can make a lot of moolah. This is Derek Jeter's final year. Oh man, let's put his jersey out there. Let's put him on commercials. People are going to buy those jerseys. They're going to tune into those commercials. They're going to embrace the hoopla that is Derek Jeter. In return, putting a lot of money in their back pocket. So from a business side of things, this drives revenue, guys. So it is very smart whether fans agree with it or not. Tyler.
Al, I got to completely agree with you as far as the way Derek Jeter is perceived. I mean, you and I have talked about this a little bit.
Yeah.
Derek Jeter and I come from the same high school.
Yeah, Kalamazoo Central.
We do. And I've had one personal experience like that I can share. I've never met Derek Jeter personally. Mm-hmm. But when I was in sixth grade, we had a trip to a local camp, kind of like an overnight weekend thing. And some of the kids in my class could not afford to go. I don't know if I told you this story or not.
No, I haven't, no.
Our principal put in a call to Derek Jeter, and they said, hey, like, we have 20 or so kids that can't afford to go. Like, can you help us out? Next day, blank check. Those kids went.
Wow. Unbelievable. I mean, that's Derek Jeter.
Those are things you don't hear about, you know? I don't know if that was ever publicized. That was just, like, within, like, the little circles at, like, my school.
Yeah.
But, he has his own thing called Derek, like, Jeter's Leaders. In
right.
the Kalamazoo Public Schools area, he does a lot
he
for
does
my
a
area.
Lot.
And it's not necessarily, like, publicized. And I think, you know, when you don't sensationalize stuff like that, when you, like, do the right thing when no one's looking, Derek Jeter seems to have a lot of integrity. So I am okay with that part.
I'm definitely okay with you. Jack, you have something?
Integrity off the field, sure. Integrity on the field, I'm not going to agree with you guys. I want to point out that the last 2 years that Alex Rodriguez was in Texas, he won the Gold Glove. Then he decides to sign with the Yankees, and they decide to move him to third base over Jeter because Derek Jeter is the so-called captain. But I don't really know if that was the best move for the team, as, you know, A-Rod didn't end up playing as well at third base as they probably hoped. But I think that he kind of gets a little extra, what's the word I'm looking for? He gets away with a lot more just because he's this, you know, this public figure, like,
And I think a lot of that has to do with, you know, looking at, I think Jeter, for me, is perhaps a prime example of the difference between perception and reality when it comes to clutch hitting. You know, he's been looked at as Mr. November, you know, and looking at how he got his, I just want to run down some quick stats before we wrap up this thing, guys. He's widely considered a clutch player. Jeter's career batting average, on-base percentage, and slugging percentage through the end of the 2000 season, his numbers are, in that order, 317, 388, and 462. Pretty good. Pretty good. While his playoff numbers are, in fact, marginally worse at 309, 377, 469. Now, teammate Bernie Williams had equal or better numbers to Jeter in the time they played together, but it is Jeter who is deemed clutch and Mr. November. Now, Jeter's home run to win Game 4 of the World Series, 2001 World Series, earned him the nickname of Mr. November. He's done it. This is the reason why Jeter is so celebrated, because he's done it. He's been clutch on those type of stages in the World Series where you needed a hit. Jeter has rarely, rarely failed in that regard. And I think those moments get amplified so much and also aid in that legacy as well.
Hey, final thoughts, guys?
Nothing.
Well, you made some good points, Al.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Alex, nothing?
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely an interesting take, man. That's definitely the other side of the pillow, as
folks,
you say.
Folks, if you want to weigh on it, go to our Facebook page at facebook.com/currentsports. Even follow us at WKR_sports. You've been listening to Current Sports with me,
Al Martin, on WKR. AM 870 East Lansing. As always, take care. Have a fantastic Wednesday and be easy, people.